Text numéro 21. Do we invest in preschools or prisons? Growing mountains of research suggest that the best way to address American economic inequality, poverty, and crime is early education programs, including coaching of parents who want help. It's not a magic wand, but it's the best tool we have to break cycles of poverty. In his State of the Union address, President Obama called for such a national initiative that was widely approved, with support from 84% of Democrats and 60% of Republicans, according to a recent national survey. There's this magical opportunity now to get a national early education program in America, Education Secretary Arne Duncan told me. He says he's optimistic that members of Congress will introduce a bipartisan bill for such a plan this year. The massive evidence base for early education grew a bit more with a major new study from Stanford University, noting that achievement gaps begin as early as 18 months. Then, at 2 years old, there's a six-month achievement gap. By age five, it can be a two-year gap. Poor kids start so far behind when school begins that they never catch up, especially because they regress each summer. One problem is straightforward. Poorer kids are more likely to have a single teenage mum who's stressed out, who was herself raised in an authoritarian style that she mimics, and who, as a result, doesn't chatter much with the child. Yet help these parents, and they do much better. Some of the most astonishing research in poverty-fighting methods comes from the success of programs to coach at-risk parents, and these, too, are part of Obama's early education program. The earliest interventions, and maybe the most important, are home visitation programs like Nurse Family Partnership. It begins working with at-risk mums during pregnancy, with a nurse making regular visits to offer basic support and guidance. Don't drink or smoke while pregnant. Don't take heroin or cocaine. After birth, the coach offers help with managing stress, breastfeeding and diapers, while encouraging chatting to the child and reading aloud. These interventions are cheap and end at age two. Yet, in randomised controlled trials, there was a 59% reduction in child arrests at age 15 among those who had gone through the programme. The teenagers were less likely to repeat grades or be diagnosed with a learning disability, and more likely to graduate from high school and attend college. Look, we'll have to confront the pathologies of poverty at some point. We can deal with them cheaply at the front end in infancy, or we can wait and jail a troubled adolescent at the tail end. To some extent, we face a choice between investing in preschools or in prisons. Adapted from the International New York Times, October 2013.